SBS Radio.
After nearly 6 months in care, Kelly the koala was returned to the bush. Wildlife carer Morgan Philpott says she wasted no time climbing to the top of the tree.
It was awesome to let her go today. It's, you know, we volunteer and people often ask me, how much do you get paid? So we don't get paid anything. That is my payment, watching her go up, and it's a really amazing feeling.
The koala was rescued by firefighters from what has been called the mega bushfire in the New South Wales Blue Mountains in December 2019. Christine and George Hennessy evacuated before the blaze reached their Currajong Hills property. Their home was destroyed, but they discovered one lucky survivor.
We met the RFS in here, this was a few days after the fire, and they showed us some photos that they had come in on the day of the fire, after the fire had passed, and clinging to a tree fern stump that remained after the fire, which had been growing next to the house, was a koala.
Mr. Philpott says it's a miracle Kelly suffered no burns from the fire.
She was very stressed, as you could imagine, but yeah, no physical injuries. So we had to closely observe her, but thankfully that didn't happen, and she came out really unscathed, which is quite remarkable.
Her release will form part of a new koala rehabilitation study led by conservationists and funded by the New South Wales government. Executive Director of Science for Wildlife, Dr. Kelly Lee, says the koala will be checked on every few days using specialised tracking technology.
We want to make sure she does okay, so we fitted her with a radio tracking collar, and we'll be monitoring her and other koalas like her to make sure that she's okay. If she needs to come back into care, we'll be able to catch her, but hopefully she'll tell us a lot about how koalas use the landscape after fire.
The large-scale survey will track the movements of 40 koalas in the Greater Western Sydney region over the next year and a half. New South Wales Environment Minister Matt Keane says the project is a vital step forward for conserving the state's dwindling koala population.
Koalas are some of our most loved and iconic animals, so that's why we need to do everything that we can to ensure that those koalas that survived are rehabilitated and able to go back into their natural environment.
For George and Christine Hennessy, the koala's release has given them renewed hope for the future.
Oh, it's the highlight of our year, highlight of our lives, really.
Yes, very nice.
It's just a beautiful ending, and it gives so much more hope that there are survivors and that they can go back to the wild.
Conservation and wildlife groups have repeatedly called for koalas to be declared an endangered species. The New South Wales government says it will consider the scientific advice. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.